It's not a good morning. It's a tis Monday a good morning or tis Monday not a good morning.
What's wrong with you?
Today is National Speak Like Shakespeare Day. Oh. Just read it. Gosh.
You know, I failed Shakespeare appreciation in college. I had to drop it.
You didn't appreciate him?
yeah, exactly.
That jerk.
I don't understand, like, that whole way of speaking.
Oh.
It was just very confusing to me.
Remember when the whole wave of that dance to Harlem Shake became the Harlem Shakespeare?
No.
There's a funny video on YouTube about it.
No, I don't.
They're all dressed in, like, they're dressed as Shakespeare, and they do the... That was the best Harlem Shake thing I saw back in the day. Mm. So, Loren, you failed.
At?
Acknowledging that Shakespeare was...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I failed the class.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's just one thing. Today also is National Picnic Day. I saw National Lovers Day.
Ooh, you know, Virginia's for lovers, the state that I'm
from. Yeah, what does that mean?
It means that I guess you move a lot of furniture in Virginia.
Okay.
I don't know what it means. That's what all the signs say. When you enter Virginia, Virginia is for lovers. I don't know what that means.
Well, if Virginia and Missouri were next to each other, that'd be awesome because Missouri is the show me state.
Yeah.
So the lover state.
Virginia is for lovers. Well, show me.
Huh? I don't know. I think because they have the beaches and the mountains, they're like romantic.
Ah.
They try to do the whole romantic thing. But in between is nothing but nothing. So I don't know how romantic that is. Nothing but fields.
Maybe all that there is to do is love in between.
That's right. Maybe that's it.
And maybe that is. Maybe that's...
That's its thing.
Maybe we need to revisit our state slogans and stuff.
Maybe.
You know, it's not 1879 anymore.
That's true. Virginia. We have three big cities.
Yeah.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's great. New Jersey's the garden state. Everybody's like, it's not garden.
You don't have gardens in Well, maybe you do have gardens
in
New Jersey.
Everybody thinks New Jersey's like Newark and like Passaic, but it's really, it is green. It's
yeah.
Lots of farms and stuff.
Country roads, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, out west.
Yeah. I've had that with Sterling. You know, Sterling's from New Jersey, and we'll be driving through somewhere, and he's like, this reminds me of New Jersey. And I'm like... I'm the same. I think that New Jersey's like New York.
Where's
in my head.
Where's the factory?
Right.
Where's the buildings?
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Florida's the sunshine state, right, Loren?
Yep. Sun still shining mm-hmm. there.
That should be the state of the crazies. They really need
I know. Let's rename trial. Them. Florida should be the crazy state.
Florida, there's something in our water. You know what I mean?
Well, we have $1,000 for you at 8 a.m. today with the KISS Cash Code. Hopefully you guys are taking advantage of this. The company's giving away money five times a day. So check this out. You do it at 8, and then 11, then 1, then 4, then 6. You got that many times to win $1,000.
Are you going to address what you're wearing?
Oh, yeah. So I'm wearing a hockey jersey, and I'll tell you why I got into this today.
Yeah.
It was, it's something that my wife got me for my birthday a long time ago. It's my favorite hockey player.
Okay.
And, wait, I can't see it, number one. And number two, what team is this? Is it Memphis Grizzlies?
Cicarelli? Carly? Cicarelli. Cicarelli.
That's right.
Cicarelli.
And what's Memphis?
He was my favorite. This is the Minnesota North Stars. The team doesn't even exist anymore. The North Stars moved to Dallas. But Dino Cicarelli, when I was younger, I went to watch a hockey game in New Jersey, Roy. And after warm-ups, he handed me a stick when I was like 11. Hmm. And I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
That
I got to hold
cool.
the stick. And then the guy from the arena came and he's like, hey, we could put it up here so you don't have to hold it in front of you the whole time. And we'll give it back to you after the game. Anyway, so I got this jersey from my wife. Like, when we were first dating, she found out from a friend, like, you know, who my favorite athletes were and stuff.
Yeah.
And she got me this jersey. So it's been sitting in my closet, and I never, ever wear it.
Yeah.
So this weekend, I was like, you know what? Monday, I'm going to wear my hockey jersey.
That's cool.
So then Nicole wants to go home to get her Hurricanes jersey.
We can make it a hockey jersey Monday. I'm not going home to get anything.
No. Why don't you guys just both wear them next Monday?
Okay. Well, these get warm, too. So today, it's a temperature thing, too. It's a perfect It's a perfect weight.
Is it supposed to be cold today?
I think so, like 60 and rain.
Okay. I never check the weather.
Yeah.
I never know.
All right. Well, let's find out how everybody's weekend went. I know there was a, a pop-up women's? What was that?
Girl Tribe had a pop-up.
Girl Tribe had a pop-up.
Now evaluating the things you've said, I'm upset with you.
Why?
We'll discuss later.
Okay.
All right, we'll get into that. Plus, why Roy's got a new number and was harassing us over the weekend. We'll get into that.
That was awesome.
Why today's a special day for our video producer, Tom. We'll get into that.
You gotta get up. Maybe Roy and Loren at KISS 95.1.
up here in just about 10 minutes. We're going to tell you why a father divorced his wife after what I think is 35 years and 9 kids later.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
We'll get into that. It's actually crazy. So the weekend was kind of busy for everyone. I totally dadded all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the nursery on Friday. Amanda and I picked out plants and bushes to put in the front yard of my house.
Yeah.
My wife has the most expensive taste. There could be a $10 bush mm-hmm. / tree that looks just like the $120 one, but the first one she picks is the more expensive one.
Of course.
So she's walking around. She's like, I'm sorry, I just have expensive taste.
I don't understand how flowers can cost so much different.
Yeah, it's not really flowers. They're bushes, you know.
But they look the same?
Well, they could, yes. Yes. And but one is going to be taller. One's going to be more full.
I got
you. You know what I mean?
Okay.
One has a better chance of living.
So if you buy 15, if you go through 15 of the $25 ones a year, you should have just bought the one that's going to last longer in the first place.
I mean, it sounds like Amanda's in the car next to me right now. That's exactly what she said. And this nursery's got a really cool thing. It's called the money back guarantee.
Okay.
So for a year, if your tree dies, you bring it back and they'll, or your bush, you bring it back and they'll hook you up with another bush. So I was dealing with that, and then we have something going on with work, and a guy that we work with was calling me like Friday while I was like loading my truck with bushes and stuff, and then like power calling and power texting me, and I'm like, we have a producer.
Well, but you know, that takes time because this show went years without one.
I know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So people don't really
right, you know. And then so what did you guys get into?
Friday night, I went to the Girl Tribe pop-up shop here in South End, which Roy told me off the air that he's upset about something, and I can't wait to hear what it is.
Yeah, because I just now so imagine this world for a second, just for this world, that I was at a yard sale across the street from your house, Manny, and I didn't say hello.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I can.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I
like,
get that.
You were like, my window, I saw everything at Girl Tribe Pop-Up.
Can you explain Girl Tribe Pop-Up?
Yeah, it's like a ton of boutiques and salons and nail things that all get together.
Oh, really?
All these stores, and they rent a big warehouse together, then you can shop all in one place.
I thought producer Nicole put something on social media about that, and I thought it was like a march.
No.
I really did.
There was a lot of people.
Girl, I thought Girl Tribe is a really cool name for like a march.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I thought that's what it was.
I gotcha. No.
Okay.
Well, this one specifically was a pop-up. Girl Tribe is its own, I guess, brand,
okay,
too. But anyway, I didn't realize, Roy, that it was right next to your house because I just I just put it in the GPS and I didn't pay attention. I don't know where I'm going.
No, you don't know where you are.
Yeah, I've been here since 2012 and I still use my GPS.
Yeah.
So when I got over to where Roy lived, I almost called him to see if I could park in his parking deck.
And
but
you know, I
made
let
my
you
own
in.
Spot.
I'd have let you made your own spot.
Yeah, you know, having a Jeep has its advantages.
Well, you got
you didn't
that
park
right
on the curb.
Facts. Nice. Good for you.
I was only going to be there for like literally 40 minutes because I was having dinner with Dallas afterwards. So yeah. I couldn't commit to anything.
It was pretty cool. And it was in a place that never gets like traction. Like it was in like a business park that's typically empty.
Mm-hmm.
So why are you upset with producer Nicole now?
So Nicole sends out this text message saying, hey, who's trying to go out tonight?
Right. I saw that.
And I was in the mood to go out tonight.
I was too.
I was ready to hit up the town. Sterling texted, my boyfriend texted her girlfriend and said, hey, this is kind of what we're doing. This is where we're going. And they said they had a birthday party to go to and they wouldn't be even available till 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
Initially, I was like, 11:30 is bedtime. That's a joke.
Yeah.
But the night went well. I was having a good time.
Good.
So I went out to the gay bar and I thought that she'd come too.
What happened, Nicole?
I was so excited for it. And then we did karaoke at Seoul, which was a blast.
Yeah.
And then went to another bar. And at that other bar, it was super packed. And my girlfriend, Lauren, was wearing heels. And she doesn't typically wear heels. And so then I get the stares. I get her trying to wrap things up. And I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, my feet hurt and I'm hungry. And I was like, okay, well, there's a food truck outside. We'll get you some pasta,
yeah,
and then we'll go meet up with Sterling and Roy. She's down with that. We get the pasta. she's not hungry anymore, but her feet hurt too bad. So she's like, can we just go home?
Flip-flops.
And let me tell you, I'm like a diamond. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really go out. So like,
it's rare.
When you find me at the gay club or out anywhere, you're like, oh, there's
Was that the night that you're at Tin Roof?
I was at Howl at the Moon. Yeah, I was at Howl at the Moon, too.
Watching Snapchat stories.
Yeah, I went to Sweet. Had a good time.
That's what I did. Because Nicole sent out that message, just who wants to go out. You were out to dinner.
Yeah.
And I was at JJ's in Ballantyne after I had my son's soccer game. The transformer that we are, the different pieces that are just everywhere doing everything.
All over the city.
And I had a guy get kicked out. I got a guy kicked out of the bar, too, which is really cool.
All right. I'd like to hear that story, Roy. Plus, we're going to talk about why a father of 9 divorced his wife. The reason is crazy, but you're like, okay, he might have something here. We'll get into that in under 10 minutes. Why Roy gets someone kicked out of a bar, we'll find out here in 60 seconds, but I wanted to bring this story to your attention. Moroccan man. What's a Moroccan man, Roy?
A guy from Morocco.
Very good. He recently filed a lawsuit against his wife, accusing her of adultery. After undergoing a routine health check, the man allegedly learned that he had been sterile for most of his life, so he couldn't possibly have fathered any of their 9 kids.
What?
He apparently had a small cyst. And the physician decided to run some tests, and while the results showed that the cyst was not life-threatening, they also showed that its presence rendered the man sterile. The only problem was that he'd been happily married for 35 years and was supposed to have fathered the 9 kids during that time.
Oh, wow. Nobody.
Shocked by this revelation, the man contacted his lawyer and filed a lawsuit against his wife, accusing her of adultery and demanding of both the divorce and disownment of all 9 of his kids.
Aren't they like grown adults at this point?
The court had a legal team investigate all the results of the test that the man had already done, and they confirmed that his allegations were indeed backed by scientific evidence. Adultery is punishable by crime in Morocco, so if the man's wife is found guilty, she faces potential prison time.
Wow.
So no word on who any of the 9 kids' baby daddies are.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's one person.
Right.
I mean, you didn't think none of them look like you. You didn't think that was weird.
Yeah, at some point.
That's a good point.
You know?
Do you know when the baby comes out, it looks like the dad for like 2 weeks or something like that?
Oh, is that what they're saying?
That's what I've heard, that all babies look like dads for 2 weeks, and that was like going back all the way back to like when babies were born, everybody, you knew who the father was.
Well, this is the longest 2 weeks of my life.
Yeah. I always think when babies come out, they don't look like anyone.
They look like aliens.
I don't know. Somebody told me that, and I think I believe that.
Yeah.
You know?
I buy into that.
I mean, think about it. In the old days, you didn't know.
Sure.
Right?
That's
so
true.
Why'd you have someone thrown out of a bar, Roy?
Oh, man.
Were they super fans and bothering you?
No, but the guy was talking. Like, listen, we can all go out and have, like, a good time and have some drinks. This guy had too many, and he was talking to the wall. Mm. Like, he was having a straight-up conversation with the wall.
And he wasn't bothering anyone.
I know. You had that guy thrown out? That would have been entertainment for me.
He ended up, like, rubbing people's backs and started he started, like, rubbing my back and all these other people. And
Was this at the gay bar?
Yeah.
Oh.
He was probably on something.
You know what? I thought that. I didn't want to jump to that level, but I kind of told the bartender, I'm like, hey, take a look at this guy. And you saw him, and he's like, really? Which, by the way, the bartender at the bar, have you ever accidentally tipped someone too much?
Yes.
That happened. And it was such an uncomfortable experience.
You can't take it back.
I know. I know. The guy said he was a big fan of the show and that his kids listen all the time. Mm-hmm. And he gave me a free shot. You know, he was really nice, and I wanted on top.
Well, it wasn't free because you tipped him, so it probably came out.
By the way,
on
top of my other big bill that I spent at the bar, anyway, and so I wanted to give him a good tip, and I ended up giving him like $20 bill. This was after I tipped on my tab, so you got to think the tip on the tab, and then a 20. I meant to give him like a 10 for his pocket.
So you almost gave him like 50.
I did give him like $50, $60 that night. But when you think about it like that, I couldn't ask for the 20 back.
Right.
Because that's rude. But I'm going through my wallet and I'm like, who didn't I give the 20? Oh, yeah. Boy, I just gave that guy a $20 bill. And then so you're also at a gay bar. So I'm like, I hope he doesn't think I'm hitting on him. I was just thanking him for listening.
I gave a sushi guy who makes the sushi in front of you, I gave him 100 instead of a 10.
Oh, that's harder to swallow than my $20 bill.
And the guy was like, thank you so much. This helps the family. Broken English. This helps the family. Thank you so much. And my friends were getting on to me. They're like, yo, he's sending that back to like wherever he's from. And they're going to have a huge party. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to be the nice people moving on up.
Yeah. Meanie. You're like, I made a mistake.
That right there is why I do not carry cash.
Yeah.
Oh, that was so uncomfortable.
My own mistake, though.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
You make a list of all the things that happen in Hollywood after we leave the weekend. Like anything that big happens, it starts at 10:30 a.m. on a Friday.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. So, unfortunately, there were some big stars lost over the weekend. Vernon Troy has passed away at the age of 49.
Mini-me,
yes. He suffered from depression and alcoholism. So, definitely a sad situation there. That happened on Saturday, though. But Friday, when we left here, we found out that Avicii had passed away at the age of 28 years old. DJ, Swedish DJ. If you're not familiar with him, you probably best known him for Wake Me Up,
yep.
Right? Would you say that's like his biggest Levels, top 40 song?
Yeah.
Well, Levels wasn't really top 40, but...
Yeah, it did for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
That and I Took a Pill in Ibiza.
Well, that was Mike Posner.
Yeah,
I know, but the second line
Avicii
is...
I was cool, yeah.
Show Avicii I was cool.
Yeah. But
that's how I know him, Roy.
That's how you know him from the...
Okay. I mean, I know Wake Me Up,
of
course.
I went to a pregame, and like it was like a VG for 2 hours straight.
I know.
It was sad but fun.
Can we go back to Mini-Me?
Sure.
Yeah.
I shall call him Mini-Me.
You had that all ready, didn't you?
Yeah, it took me a minute to find it.
That's all right. Eminem celebrated 10 years sober over the weekend.
Good for him.
Yeah, so not just celebrating the closeout of Coachella, but also his sobriety for the past 10 years.
He didn't celebrate with a cocktail, right?
No.
Good. That's not a good way to celebrate sobriety.
No, it's not.
Taylor Swift is dealing with another stalker. This man was arrested. He's from Florida. Shocker. after climbing into her Soho townhouse using a ladder. He was found sleeping in Taylor's bed, but had also used her shower as well.
Wow.
Creepy.
Yeah.
You would think that she would have better security, because this is the same woman that got loaded in a suitcase to be taken into a vehicle to get away from the crowds.
Yeah, obviously she wasn't home at the time, which is probably why security was low. But
still.
I mean, there's that. All right, coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, I'll tell you, there could be another... Royal baby on the way.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe Queen Mummy will join the show.
Oh, Queen Mummy. We'll have to get in touch with her.
Roy got a new phone. We'll get into that. Why is that important? Well, because there is a new social media push. Have you guys seen this? To ban something with your cell phones.
No.
Ban it completely. Get rid of it.
Okay.
We'll discuss in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, want to get... Welcome to the Mania Roy in the Red Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up. Hey! Got
to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
I totally did something in front of probably 200 people, and I was so embarrassed. I'll tell you about that coming up in 10 minutes.
Okay.
This is a story that I've been sitting on. I forgot to share with you. It happened in the city when we were on spring break.
Yeah.
And I have it written down, and I figured now's a better time than ever to get to it.
Okay.
Okay, so there is this movement on social media. I don't know if you guys saw it. I found this on Twitter. Somebody started something by saying, I find voicemail notifications so stressy that I went as far as finding out how to turn them off, and then I turned them off. So now I have no more stress in my life with voicemails.
Okay.
And it just that caught on like wildfire, and everybody's like, I totally agree. Just text me, get rid of voicemails, text me. Yes, it's literally like an order of anxiety when I see a voicemail.
Really? That's what gives you anxiety?
I vote to ban voicemails.
I can think of 100 other things worth banning over voicemails.
You know, I don't like to talk to people on the phone, but that doesn't mean I don't get anxiety over seeing a voicemail.
I'm actually annoyed if people don't leave voicemails because truly. And I thought about putting on my voicemail like, hey, if this is something in relation to Cashgen, please leave me a message, because I get doctors calling, you know, like if Cash has a doctor's appointment or they need to do a referral or something like that, they call in the morning when we're on the radio. So I can't answer it.
But don't they leave voicemails?
No.
Really?
Not always. So I'll see that the hospital called and then I'll call that number back because they didn't leave a voicemail and it goes to the main board. And I have no idea who called me then.
Lorenz going to need like a call center for like you go to call Lorenz and be like, hi, press 1 if it's for me, press 2 for Cashgen, 3 if it's for my husband.
It's cute that you think it's a recording.
Blog.
I have that as a live person. You know the old operator switchboard?
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Lorenz phone. Yeah, hi. I'm calling for Cashton's pediatric dentist, please. Okay, hold, please.
Hold on.
Dallas.
Dallas. Take care of this. Lorenz needs a call center, man.
Hold, please.
I just get so many calls while we're on air.
That's weird that your medical office doesn't leave a voicemail. I know now if you go to medical offices, they say, hey, may we text you? Because I'll get a text to say, like, confirm your teeth cleaning.
Yeah, confirmation, yes. Something like that. Occasionally I get the text message.
Right. I don't know. Voicemails, I kind of feel what they're feeling. If I know the person calling me, like my wife, if she left a voicemail, same thing with Dallas or with Sterling. If your significant others leave you a voicemail, aren't you nervous to listen to it? Because that's not normal.
Right. I guess if it's out of the norm, I'd be a little
You'd be like,
concerned.
Oh, my God, I got to hear this. Like, no matter where you were, you would run out of the room to go play the voicemail if it was left by someone.
Yeah, I guess. Instead
who
of them
doesn't normally
you.
Leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
So I can get on board with that.
What if you got a phone call from a number that you didn't know and they didn't leave a voicemail?
That's,
you would clearly never call that phone number back.
I love that.
What?
I love when I get a call from someone whose number I don't know,
uh-huh.
and they don't leave a voicemail. That's so much better than, like, playing your voicemail and being like, hi, you've been chosen to be on a cruise.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I just don't like being called to begin with from the people.
I have FOMO.
Any number that I don't know, I block.
Oh, word?
Yeah, you can block them. I do my own do not call list.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I wonder what I'm missing in my life.
Well, because I just got a new phone number, and I'm very glad I didn't just call you, because then you would have blocked me, and you would have never.
Well, you would have left me a voicemail. Hi, it's Roy. This is my new number.
I need to get like extreme anxiety.
Oh my God, what's wrong with Roy?
Yeah, why is he calling me from a strange number?
Did you get a new number, by the way, because you gave your old number out on air?
I did. Well, a lot of listeners did have my old number, but that wasn't the main drive-by.
Okay. Good. We got a new game in the future.
No. I kind of know.
Bet
no.
Roy's number.
You know what's bad? It's like, because I go through and you can go through my contacts and there's at least like 50 people. It's like their first name in parentheses listener. So I would know listeners that text us.
For those of you that might not know, we played a game probably 2 years ago now and Roy bet his number. And if he got whatever was wrong, he had to give his number out on the air, and you did.
But the funny thing was, he said he was going to give it out really fast, and his fast was like a normal speed, so everybody got the whole number.
753. And real quick, tell everyone, what was the guy at the phone place pushing on you?
He was trying to give me the 980 number, 980, and there was a few 704s left, and he was like, everyone's switching to 980. And I'm like, dude, there's a whole clothing shop called 704. Like, 704 is Charlotte. I want that number. Like,
the Charlotte Knights games now start at 704.
At 704. I was like, do you own stock in 980? Like, why are you pushing?
Isn't 980 like Gaston County? I feel like I get calls from Gastonia with 980.
Well, they ran out. Evidently, Charlotte ran out of 704, so they had to go to another number.
Well, why doesn't 407 work?
407.
Yeah, just backwards.
Well,
I'm pretty sure that's another area code in the
country.
That's
been taken.
Let's find out.
You know. So I'm excited,
Siri, where's
too.
Where's area code 407?
And I kind of wonder, though, if my...
Let me think about that. Here's what I found on the web for where is area code
Orlando.
407.
There you go.
It seemed like a Florida number to me. That seemed like it.
Area code 407.
But I'm excited to now have a Charlotte number. I know that's weird to be excited about that, but I'm it feels like I'm now even more part of the city.
Well, listen, you
now
guys,
you're
it
not
took,
a flight risk. Yeah.
It took a 5-year contract. It took Roy signing a contract, a long-term contract, yeah, to get him to stay here and change his number.
No lie. It took a 5-year contract to get my license plate switched over, a driver's license, and I was prepared to tell the police officer, if he ever pulled me over, be like, I don't know if I'm staying here. Mm-hmm. I can't get a long-term contract. So I don't know if they want me or not.
That's funny. All right, so let's take a quick break. When we come back, I'll tell you the embarrassing thing I did, and it had to be in front of a minimum of 200 people. And when I tell you where it was, you'll understand the how big it was and how embarrassed I was after it happened. And it had everybody laughing at me, including my wife and my son.
Oh, no.
We'll get into it in less than 10 minutes.
Now it's your turn.
A biscuit for a limited time. Get 2 Cajun filet biscuits for just $5. Bojangles, it's bow time.
So we have a new...
What? No, I'm asking Lorraine what kind of dogs her mom has, because you're going to talk about Cinco de Pepo here in a second.
I don't know. She's got some kind of a Maltese mix and then a cockapoo.
Oh, that's cute. Cute names. You know, we have a new producer named Patrick, and on the radio, he calls it Cinco de Pupo.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, but it's Cinco de Pepo. That's what it is. An action-packed free day of fun and festivities just for pets. The celebration begins at 10 a.m. at Social Pet Hotel and Daycare in Pineville.
And Duncan is celebrating all the go-getters across America. That's why we want to hear how you guys are working hard to succeed. Head over to kiss951.com now and nominate yourself or a coworker as the ultimate go-getter to win a $100 Duncan gift card. Plus, of course, we got $100 on the line in just about an hour from now with Can't Beat Laurent coming up, okay? All right. You want to know why I was so angry after I did something super embarrassing in front of like 200 people?
Yes.
All right. I'll tell you in 3 minutes. I forgot to share a story with you from a while back when we were on spring break. I was in the city. I went to New York City with my son and my wife. And we Ubered a lot, you know? So we went out to dinner and then we wanted to take Dean to Times Square to show him the lights and stuff, how New York City lights up at night. That's all it was. Yeah. You know, he wasn't going to get much more out of it than just seeing how crazy and how beautiful the lights are, right?
Yeah.
To take the words from Roy, there I was. Amanda got out of the Uber. Dean got out of the Uber. We pull up to Times Square in front of about 200 people either trying to cross the street or look at the signs or do something, you know, in busy Times Square. I'm in the right-hand side of the Uber behind the passenger seat, so I got to get out door left because cars will take off the door if you come out on the right, you know?
Okay.
Well, for some reason, this car was so small and so tight that when I went to get out, I tripped over the middle thing and literally landed on the street, like laying down.
Oh, like face planted?
Like I fell. Well, no, I held my hands, but my feet were still in the car.
Oh, no.
That's pretty funny.
Bro, I didn't make it all the way out. I tried to get out. Like, I was like, all right, I'm coming. Here I come. And I was just like, oh,
yeah.
And I'm like this.
Yeah.
And 200 people are looking at me.
Yeah.
And Amanda didn't know. And Dean, like, told Amanda, like, Dad fell. And Amanda's like, I can hear all this. It's like the world slowed down on me. It was like,
Dad fell.
Even Elmo was looking.
Yeah. Even like,
tail up in the air, feet still in the car.
I mean, if we could go back to the date on the webcam, the Times Square webcam, there might be footage of it.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed. Oh, and mad.
Why
and
mad?
It's a flaw that I have. Like whenever I do something that embarrasses me or I do something that like I'm ashamed of, I deflect.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's normal.
So of course I was like, well, the Uber couldn't pull over on my side of the door, so I had to get out on that side. My wife's like, are you okay? So she goes, are you okay? And as I'm walking away with everybody staring at me, 200 people.
You don't even know if you're okay at that point. You just got to get up and go.
I was hurt. Like, I literally, like,
yeah,
I hit hard, man. And so, you know, so I and Lorraine, there's no way people didn't see me. It was in front of everybody.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, as I'm walking, man, it's like, are you okay? Are you all right? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it. Let's keep walking. Like, I just want to mix in with the crowd and be like done with it.
Yeah.
I was so embarrassed. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever fall in public somewhere in front of people? Hey, by the
I'm
way,
sure I have.
If you want to join the Maney train and make me feel a little better about myself and tell me that I'm not the only one that fell in public. Like, I wonder if anybody fell like while trying to get up on stage or like give a speech or.
So, I was just about to tell you, it wasn't during the actual pageant, but it was during an open rehearsal at one of my very first pageants. I fell down risers, like
oh my
cleared
gosh.
The whole thing.
How far?
I would say 8 stairs.
What? Ooh.
Yeah.
How?
Twisted my ankle. My heel got caught in some duct tape that was like covering two pieces that were supposed to be together.
Were you dressed? Were you in your gown or whatever?
No, it was a rehearsal. So we were in normal clothes, but we were in our heels. And I cleared the whole thing.
Holy cow. Super
fell
embarrassed.
Out, looked like a yard sale. And no, that's not the only time I've yard sailed. I've done it at a very, very nice restaurant in Asheville with my husband. And my husband was dying laughing. And everybody in the restaurant is turned around and like trying to help me up at this point. And I'm like, I'm just going to lay here. Oh, I wasn't hurt, but my pride was.
Yeah. Oh, was my pride hurt? Do you get angry? Like blame me? Like I would have blamed that duct tape boy.
No, I didn't at the pageant because I was a baby at that point. I didn't know the difference.
I have a feeling Dallas was in a lot of trouble for laughing.
But the restaurant, the floor was slippery.
Yeah.
So I blame that.
But like, I don't know if I would have been mad at Amanda for laughing. She was like, oh my God, are you okay? And like, I didn't want to make a big deal about
it. I was like, that second time, I just laid there for a while.
Oof.
Let's welcome Megan from Gastonia to the MRL Morning Show. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Did you ever eat it in public?
Yeah, I was in a play in high school, and we had certain sections of our auditorium roped off so people would sit more in the center. After the show, a guy that I liked and I was kind of talking to came, and I was walking over to go see him. This is after the show, after the play. All the parents were there. Everyone's, you know, talking.
Yeah.
Yep, you're feeling good about yourself. You're trying to play it cool.
Oh, definitely. And I go to go talk to him, and my knees hit right at one of the ropes that were roping off a section, and I went face down.
Oh, so embarrassing.
Yes. And then the worst part is, whenever I looked up, he had brought another girl to come see my show.
Oh.
That's like a movie right there, Megan.
I know. Megan, thank you so much for sharing. Abby, Laura, John, stay on the phone. We'll talk about your most embarrassing moment coming up next here on the MRL Morning Show.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
How about $1,000 for your bank account just by listening to the MRL Show? That's what we're going to do for you at 8 a.m. this morning. It's called the Kiss Cash Code. We're going to give you a code word. You text that code word within 15 minutes. And if you win, we'll hit you back. It's that simple.
When Manny was in New York City, he had an embarrassing moment where when he got out of his Uber in Times Square, he fell.
Mm.
And Times Square is filled with so many people. There's audio.
It did hurt, man. I was mad, too.
Hey, bud, maybe there were so many people, nobody knew the difference.
Oh, I love you, Loren. That's so sweet of you.
Let's bring in Brittany from Charlotte. Brittany, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
So, yeah, I was at Target in Blakeney. So, you know, that's always packed.
Yeah.
And I was with my daughter and her dad, and she wanted a new skateboard. So I thought that I could actually skateboard down the aisle, and it shot out from under me, and I fell, and it hurt so bad. I could not get up for probably 2 minutes. I thought I was going to have to go to the hospital.
Skateboarding in the Target, and so many eyeballs are on you, Brittany. Like you said, the Blakeney one is always packed.
Yes.
Thanks, Brittany. Mm. I had about 200 eyeballs on me. I'm telling you. And I'm lucky the Uber didn't take off and drag me. I'm not even joking.
Yeah.
Like my feet were locked in the car.
Sure.
I would have been wiping people out. My head would have been hitting people.
That's so bad.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like if I'm not hurt, I'm going to... Because there's a level of embarrassment or I feel bad for you.
Mm.
So even if I'm not hurt, I might lay there a little longer so that... Now you're not making fun of me anymore. Now you're just concerned
sympathy.
For me.
Yeah, you're sympathy. Sympathy vote.
I'd rather have the sympathy vote.
Right.
John.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good. All right, so I get the call one more time before I move. I haven't left yet, so you can't replace me like you tried to last week.
Good.
Anyway, so it's not really a story about me tripping. When I was in college, we used to sit on like the main, like the middle of campus where like it was like the hangout in between classes.
Yeah.
There was this big giant like unlevel crack in the pavement, and we would just sit there for hours and just watch the freshmen when they come in, and they would just eat it like one after another.
Oh,
like, that is I mean, John, but I have a feeling this is karma for me because I would be right there with you, dude. Like not warn, like you don't put warning caution tape there. You sit there and you watch freshmen trip over it. That's what you do.
This is Abby in Harrisburg. Abby, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hi, Abby. Go ahead. When did you fall in public?
This actually happened when I was in eighth grade. I was the new kid in school, and the school was doing a walk-a-thon, so we were walking on a paved trail, and all of a sudden there was this old guy walking with his bicycle in the crowd of 200 kids, and for some reason, I guess he decided it was clear enough to get back on his bicycle. So we started riding, and it looked like he was coming towards me, so I moved out of the way, but he swerved at the last second, and he hit me, and I flew back and hit the pavement. In front of all my classmates.
Did that guy stop?
He looked at me while I was on the ground, and he was like, "Are you okay?" And I was like, "Not really," and he rode away.
Crazy, wow. Abby. Man, so many people on the phone lines that fell in public. It's crazy. How about this, though? Jim, on our Facebook Live, by the way, we're on Kiss95.1's Facebook page. He's like, how about the nasty ground in Times Square with all the germs?
Yeah.
Oh, so true.
And he's got me thinking. I feel like I'm having a harder time breathing. I feel like I have iron lung or something.
Yeah. Like, since then, you've just never been the same.
Yeah.
That's a very Roy thing for you to say.
I know, dude. But I know that, you know what I didn't do probably right afterwards was sanitize my hands.
Oh, of course not.
And they fell on Times Square right in front of everybody, right where everybody walks.
I mean, maybe it's been a hard time breathing, but you haven't really been sick since then. Don't touch your face.
Yeah. And then
he immediately touches the top of his head.
And then Jen on Twitter brings up something else. She's like, Manny, think about all the people that went back home and told everyone about it.
Yeah. Mm. Like, hey, I was at Times Square and some guy ate it in the middle of everything.
It's so true, Roy. I'm a story.
You know what? I'm going to make you feel better right now because when I went skiing in Utah the month before, I couldn't get down this mountain and I had to have, like, I was crying and I had to have the instructor bring me down the mountain and people were videoing and taking pictures of me from the ski lift.
I think you didn't, aren't you a video on that F. Jerry Instagram? Comment on you?
I love that story so much because you know, like, the radio traffic goes, yeah, we got someone stuck at the top. Yeah, is it a 7-year-old? No. Not a sense, not a child.
All right, we're at the Killer K9 trail, right? No, this is the beginner trail. Say again, Rob, is someone stuck at the beginner trail? 10-4, that's right.
Uh-huh. That was me.
Let's guide her down.
I love you, Lorraine. I love everyone. Thank you for sharing it, man. I mean, so many people fell in public. You guys can keep the conversation going on our socials at the MRL show. We'll find out what's going on in Hollywood. Plus, we got to talk about what 51% of people do before they go out on a date. And Roy, we need a wallet update from a lot of people who never heard how Friday turned out.
Okay, great. We'll do that.
All these reckless nights you regret. Someday soon your whole life's gonna change. You'll miss the magic of these good old.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
Yeah, we're talking about all these embarrassing stories, and like I realize that I have too many of them.
You're not even embarrassed anymore. It's just a day.
We're just talking about them on Facebook Live. If you go to Kiss 95.1's Facebook, we'll tell you about the time I got stuck in a ceiling. Tell you about the time I got stuck in a vent.
When Roy got stuck in a ceiling, we had the 911 call from that, and that was a big segment on the show after we came back from vacation last year.
Oh, yeah. We need to replay that
winter
one.
Break. We did. We played it in the summer.
That's so good.
All right, real quick, though. A lot of people that are listening now did not hear how it turned out on Friday. For those of you that might not know, Roy lost his wallet in Publix on Thursday afternoon, and a guy called in Friday morning randomly and said he had it. Dustin.
The guy was Dustin, and there was a lot of back and forth about what the reward would be for him to return it. But you know what? He came here, and he didn't even though he joked around, I think he was joking around expecting a reward, he genuinely came here just to give me the wallet back. So I gave him the cash that was inside. It was like $40.
Nice. And we might have a new listener, somebody who on Friday told us he doesn't listen to our station.
Right.
He might be listening right now. So, Dustin, you're a good man. You got a lot of good positive feedback on our socials.
Although he was very adamant about not being on video or camera. And we're right now on Facebook Live. Like, you can watch the show. And so we wanted to like send the camera crew out there to sneak and just to see like if he'd run away. Like,
yeah.
What he would do if a camera was
just
in
throws the wallet and gets back in the elevator. Man, guys wanted or something.
Yeah.
Still to come.
Hey, it's his right to not want to be on video.
That's true.
All right, so there could be another royal baby on the way. And what's next for Britney Spears after her Las Vegas residency is done? I'll tell you, it's coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Nanny, Roy, and Lorette.
I need a microphone. There we go. I need a microphone.
What do you mean, mic four? It's number three on the
board. Joy Kiss 95.1 on Saturday, May 12th from 2 to 7 at the Ballantine Wine Festival at Ballantine Village. Your chance to savor and taste wines from local, regional, and national vineyards. Go to ballantinewinefest.eventbrite.com to get your tickets. Thank you for my microphone. Love yourself on the internet, out on the
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So, Pippa Middleton is pregnant.
Pippa?
And I know that's not directly a royal, but I feel like that's still a royal baby in some sorts.
Which one is that again? The queen doesn't know.
That is Kate Middleton's sister.
Show me my flow chart. Okay, let's see. Give me my glasses on a stick so I can look at this.
Now, Kate, of course, is pregnant with her third child right now, so that's kind of fun that the sisters get to be pregnant together.
What? Nothing.
Okay. I know what all the women have been up to in the Buckingham Palace.
It's a busy one.
Oh, it's a real busy one. Turning this palace into a brothel, are they? $5 at the door. Trolley on in.
The queen's
so sour about it.
I know. Yeah. She's jealous.
Anyone else need more spotlight than me? I here declare Buckingham Palace a new brothel.
That's her significant other.
Well, then that changes everything. Make sure you put socks on the doorknobs.
All right, so what's next?
The crown on the doorknob.
What's next for Britney Spears now that her residency is coming to an end? Well, I didn't even know this show was still around, but Freaks and Geeks, they're trying to write her into the show.
Who? The Queen?
Exactly. No, Britney Spears.
Britney Spears.
And you can't talk about Britney without talking about NSYNC, I feel like. But NSYNC fans might get excited about this. Now, calm yourself. It's not a reunion just yet. But to celebrate their 20-year history, the band getting their star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on April 30th, the band is doing a dirty pop-up shop in Los Angeles from the 28th to May 1st. So, fun little pop-up shop. For people.
We're getting messages on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1, MRL TV, that's what we're going to call it, is on Facebook Live. They're saying she's in labor right now.
Kate Middleton.
Yeah. That's right. Is that true? Right now? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get an update for you. Yeah,
Who's ready to welcome a royal baby 14 minutes ago? Duchess Kate is in labor, and the countdown is on to baby number 3.
Wow.
There you go.
Look at that. The smoke is rising from the tower. That's the Pope.
I think that's the Pope. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. Queen Mummy, would you like to make the announcement?
Here it is. I would like to announce that she is in labor, as I saw on the Today Show. Because nobody tells me anything directly. Yeah. And if they do, I can't hear a damn word anyway.
There you go.
Duchess Kate is in labor, and the countdown is on for baby number 3.
Michael J. Fox is recovering from surgery. He underwent spinal surgery.
Whoa.
Yeah, unrelated to his Parkinson's, his rep is saying. And he just joined Designated Survivor this season, too.
Yes, he did. He's going to be a character for the rest of the season.
Yeah.
I love Michael J. Fox.
He is reportedly recovering well, though.
Good.
So that is your dirty for now.
That's a scary surgery, man.
Let's play Can't Be the Ren. 704-570-9595. She's got 6 wins. Call now and take the rundown.
Hey, want to get for more celeb sleaze? Click the Dirty at Kiss 95. Time for Can't Beat Lorette. Sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Michaela, welcome to the Mandy Roy and Lorette Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you are playing Can't Beat Lorette today.
Yay. It's been a while.
How'd you do last time, Michaela?
I got four right, but I didn't win.
All right. Well, let's see how you do today.
Okay.
Throw her out.
Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
Loren is leaving the studio. We're on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, we got like five cameras in here now. Yeah, five. They're just adding more.
Good God. There's more cameras than there is microphones, and we do a radio show.
Yeah, there's more, there's too many angles.
All right, Michaela, here we go. Question number one. Channing Tatum and Ari Ludick Jr. were hanging out at a racetrack together over the weekend. What reality dating show was Ari a part of? Ari was the... What reality dating show was Ari part of? Three?
Just pick it. Okay, there we go.
She say it?
Yeah, she
okay.
said it.
Yep. We really handed you that one.
Yeah.
Question two. Eminem says he celebrated 10 years of sobriety yesterday. What is the other name that he likes to be called and even the name of an album? Three? Two? One? No answer there, Roy. Question number three. Weekend two of Coachella came to a close, Beyonce reunited with what girl band again?
Destiny's Child.
They do it all over again? Really?
I guess so. They repeat the act.
To a different crowd or is it the same crowd? Interesting. Okay. Question number four. Grey's Anatomy just renewed for season 15. Patrick Dempsey played a doctor otherwise known as...
Derek Shepherd.
Okay. What?
Oh, that's his name.
Oh, okay.
On the show.
What's his nickname, though? The nickname, I guess I should say. Known as...
McDreamy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Question number five. We lost Vern Troyer over the weekend. He starred as Mini-Me in what movie series?
Austin Powers.
Come on in, Loren.
How did Michaela do?
She did well. She got four correct.
We handed her number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Question number one. Channing Tatum and Ari Ludick Jr. were hanging out at a racetrack together over the weekend. What reality dating show was Ari a part of?
The Bachelor.
That's right. One to one.
What racetrack were they at? Like a horse track? Because that's cool.
No, they were doing... We'll retweet it because it was actually a cool
a
thing between
race?
The two of them. Yeah. Okay. Car? Is that what you said?
Yeah, car race.
Yeah.
Because I thought maybe they were at like the racetrack, you know, betting horses.
No,
we're
no,
betting
no, no.
the ponies.
They were both in their like onesie suits and
tearing
everything.
Up tickets. Eminem says he celebrated 10 years of sobriety yesterday. What is the other name that he likes to be called? And it is even the name of an album.
Sorry, can you repeat it?
Yes. Eminem says he celebrated 10 years of sobriety yesterday. What is the other name that he likes to be called and even the name of an album?
Slim Shady.
That is correct, unfortunately. No answer from Michaela there. 2-1.
I thought maybe you were looking for Marshall, but...
Yeah. Wait to get to question
album.
Four.
Okay.
There's questions about that one, too. weekend two of Coachella comes to a close, Beyonce reunited with what girl band again?
Destiny's Child.
No.
That's right. 3-2.
They play Coachella twice. Like...
Okay, so it doesn't happen every year.
Okay.
It doesn't happen like that every
year. Okay. Grey's Anatomy just renewed for season 15. Patrick Dempsey played a doctor known by what nickname?
McDreamy.
Ooh, very good. 4-3.
And we lost Vern Troyer over the weekend. He starred as Mini-Me in what movie series?
Austin Powers.
That is correct. Final score, 5-4. Loren, I for sure thought you'd get a couple wrong there.
Really?
I really did.
Thanks, buddy.
I
for
did.
That vote of confidence.
You got 7 wins.
Yeah. All right, Michaela.
Yeah, baby.
So sorry. It's not quite a win. You know what I want to hear.
That's okay. I'm Michaela from Canton, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Michaela.
Thank you.
Say hi to everyone in Canton.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
War of the Roses. People meet in the strangest ways. They meet by gaming. That happens a lot.
Yeah,
but Ben wants to find out if his gaming girlfriend, Renee, is cheating on him long distance. We'll find out in less than 10 minutes, plus 8 a.m., Kiss cash code, $1,000.
Yeah, so don't go anywhere if you want to get richer.
And then after that, intern Tom's getting a haircut in the studio. We have details on that and why you need to listen coming up.
Still to come.
All right, so with War of the Roses out of the way, we move on here on the MRL show. And sometimes, you know what, guys? Like, everything just lines up. All the stars, the moon lines up perfectly.
Sure.
Today is intern Tom's last day as our video producer for our Facebook Live.
And Tom is, he has this very Ed Sheeran look. It's a very shaggy hairstyle.
And his stepdad said, you got to get a haircut. But he's like, you know, I don't want to pay for it. Well, don't worry, Tom. We're going to do your haircut for you. Roy, there's one condition, though.
We got to do a blindfolded.
Loren, Roy, and myself will be blindfolded. We have the razor in the studio, and we've got a haircut coming for intern Tom live on the radio and live on Facebook in just about 6 minutes. Hang tight, everyone.
The Manny Roy.
By the way, I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you, and we listen too. There's a microphone in the car.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
You know, intern Tom, you haven't heard much of him, but because he's a behind-the-scenes guy, making sure that our Facebook Live video is up and running, which, by the way, we are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook, you can actually see this unfold. But, you know, in honor of intern Tom's last day, he's always had the same style of hair. It's always been kind of shaggy. And is it your dad? Your stepdad? Stepdad.
Beautiful red hair, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful red hair. Mm-hmm. Stepdad says it's got to go.
So we talked to Tom last week. He's like, I just don't want to put out for a haircut. I don't want to pay for it. We were like, oh, we'll do it for you. He's like, really? And we said, yeah, but the downside is, as we did on old producer Anthony with an eye, who used to work here, we cut it. We wear blindfolds, and we use a razor.
No, don't get worried. We are going to send someone from Aveda up here to fix it. So don't worry.
With the insinuation that we're going to mess it up. Not purposefully, but we are going to be blindfolded, so it's a lot harder to cut hair when you're blindfolded.
All right, producer Tom, how nervous on a scale of 1 to 10 are you that this is going to go horribly wrong for you?
About an 8.
An 8.
I might lose an ear.
No, you're not going to lose an ear. We'll stay on top of the head.
We've got a guard on, too.
Yeah, what guard do we have on, Loren?
A 16 millimeter? I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that is. Either.
All right, so go to Facebook Live on Kiss 95.1's Facebook page or at the MRL show. Producer Nicole is posting pictures of his haircut right now on Insta, so you get a vibe on the length of it.
It's long. It's like 6 inches long.
Very curly, too. Yeah. Very curly.
It's a beautiful head of hair. I wonder if we should... Listen, selfishly, I want to do it for the show. Are you sure you want to go through with this, though? Your hair is beautiful.
It's hair. It'll grow back.
Lorenz ready. She's like, let's shave it. Come on.
It's like, shut up, Meanie.
It's coming off.
All right, Lorenz, go ahead. Put the blindfold on and get to work. We'll do play-by-play for those of you on the radio that can't see.
All right. She turned it on.
I gotta find his face so I don't get his face. Ready?
Oh.
It's a little starting above his ear.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. Just inches are falling off the head. I can see just huge amounts of hair falling
Loren,
to the ground.
You're close to his ear, boo.
No, I can feel it. It's fine.
Okay.
I promise. Charles, I have a kid. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, no. But you're blindfolded.
I know, but my kid moves around a lot, so that's like being blindfolded.
And no, she's kind of doing one side, which is pretty nice. I wonder what her game plan is.
A cool move. You're going to give him a raver cut where it's real short on one side and long on the other, like a skater? Like
yeah.
Two-faced or something?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. You have to. It kind of goes to his ear.
You're so close to his ear. You're blindfolded.
But I can feel his ear. It's fine. I'm using my pinky to guide me.
Okay, for those of you just tuning in, intern Tom, it's his last day here, and we're giving him a blindfolded haircut. He's agreed to this, right, Tom? Let everyone know.
I agree to it.
A little late now.
Yeah, you're in the chair, bro.
Yeah. He's being really quiet, though, so that makes me nervous.
By the way, the blindfolded hair salon is open. For those of you that also want a haircut, it's free.
Oh, she's
blindfolded.
She's throwing inches of his hair up in the air.
All right, let Roy get in there.
Oh, there's some on the microphone now.
Sorry.
Hang on,
Roy, are you getting in here?
Yeah, I'm getting in.
Ooh, that felt like a lot.
All right, Roy's blindfold's on.
Here you go.
Oh, God. Roy, your blindfold, it's upside down.
The
clippers are upside down.
You know, you have to use it. Like that way. Yeah.
It feels like I'm about to murder someone.
Oh my God, you're holding it like a knife.
I don't like this.
It didn't even feel like I did anything, but I guess I did.
Here we go.
No, wrong way. Yeah, have you ever used one of these things?
No. Here we go.
Oh, he's gonna hurt him.
Roy's doing nothing, by the way, except for combing his hair because the guard is.
Roy's combing his hair. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah! It's going bye-bye. All right, I'm going to get some of the back. Put your head down.
Blind.
There we go.
Blindfolded, giving intern Tom a haircut.
What did I do wrong?
Keep going, bro.
He's pulling my hair.
I'm just rubbing his head.
No, you're hurting him.
Am I hurting him?
No.
If it hurts, yell out, Tom.
Stop. Okay, I'm done. I'm tapping out.
Sure, yes.
All right, Loren, you finish.
Do I need to be blindfolded?
I can't even tell the difference.
I do need to be blindfolded.
Yeah, and okay. By the way, take the guard off. Do one shot without the guard.
No.
Yeah, let me tell you, I felt like I was getting a lot off his head. It looks like I barely did a dent in there.
You didn't do anything. You weren't using it right. See, look, you have to hold it like this. You were holding it like this, first of all, and then you were just doing this. You have to, like, hold
it down. And by the way,
for
anyone who's just wondering what she was saying and doing, I still don't know. She even showed me.
I know. I'm sorry. Well,
you should have seen a look of agony and pain on Tom's face while you were doing that. It was like you were pulling his head straight back. And
yep.
So yeah. Now Tom's whole right side is getting trimmed, and Loren's doing a hell of a job blindfolded. I mean, that is.
Yeah. Thank you. Loren. Thank you.
Unbelievable.
Well, yeah, she's actually doing it. You know, we don't even need to send someone from Aveda up here.
Stop, Loren. Stop. Look. Show Roy. Turn.
I love that.
I gave you a mullet.
I love it. Keep it. It's cool, man.
Yes, leave it. Let the Aveda people fix it. Yeah, it's so funny.
You know what I thought we were gonna do? Like a strip down the middle.
We could do whatever we want. Yeah.
Get fired up.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Hey, Picasso. Have at it.
Yeah, here you go.
For those of you that might be a little older, you might want to put a picture to this. He kind of looks like Danny Bonaducci a little bit.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm scared.
The guard is off.
I wasn't planning on going.
You don't want to go that short?
No.
Well, he's already put a huge hole in your head.
Let me see. Lean forward.
I don't think you have a choice.
It looks good.
It's a hole about a quarter size that is like.
Hang on, you should have told me that.
You can blend that.
We'll comb something over it.
Roy, comb his hair over the other way.
Here, wait. I got it.
Yeah, pick the hair up from off on the floor.
Yeah, just tape it. We're good.
How you doing, Tom? How you feeling, buddy?
Nervous now.
Nervous? Give him a mirror. Let him see himself.
I gave you a gray toupee. I don't think we have it.
Let him see himself in a phone. Get his reaction.
Here, hold on.
All right, so showing the picture of Tom's hairstyle, which if you didn't know, would give him a mullet. It looks good.
Put the mic by him. Let's hear. What are your thoughts?
That's terrible.
You think we should close the salon?
Well, it's this part that's...
Well, that's a little long, dude.
But yeah. One side of his hair is really long. He has a whole backside mullet. The top is pretty tight.
The top is really tight in one spot in particular.
Yeah.
Took the blade.
That Roy did. You literally have a mullet. I don't know if you can see it. Can you? Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
And by the way, if y'all didn't know, we ended up getting this idea from an actual blind barber shop.
That's right.
This is something that really goes on where there's a barber that's blind and he cut your hair.
Well, a lot of people were suing that guy because they said he was getting bad haircuts, but the court said no, he can do it because he can still legally see. Anyway, there he is, Tom.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Tom.
All right, call the girls from Aveda up here and have them fix this immediately.
Roy and Lorette.
You and your furry family member. Schedule an appointment at humanecharlotte.org.
Kiss traffic.
Water main break now reported on Wilkinson Boulevard. It's down to one lane at Westerly Hills Drive. Westinghouse Boulevard, just west of South Boulevard, a crash. And still trouble on South Tryon at Beam Road, where an overnight accident brought down some power lines. Signals are also malfunctioning through this stretch of South Tryon. Traffic brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Napa Auto Parts has the expertise and parts you need to help keep your car on the road no matter how many miles it has. Quality parts, helpful people, that's Napa know-how.
Oh, good timing, Nicole. Producer Nicole's in here. What is she doing, Roy?
She's cleaning up the crime scene of hair.
I mean, there's red hair everywhere from producer Tom, who we gave him a blindfolded haircut.
Oh, he's wearing a hoodie and leaving the studio. He should be proud of the mullet that we gave him.
OMG, y'all. I think we should chip in and buy him a hat.
You know, I didn't realize that he didn't want his hair to go that short.
Why he had the guard on it, you know?
But I thought he was okay with whatever happened.
So, if you're just joining us, we gave intern Tom, it's his last day here, and he talked last week about how he wanted a haircut, but he didn't want to pay for it. We said, we'll give you one, but we got to be blindfolded. It's our rule.
Sure.
You want a free haircut? Good, but you got to be we're blindfolded. So we're blindfolded barbers. And who talked you into going that short? Because the guard was on it.
So the Ren did.
Oh, okay.
Oh, whoa.
You did.
I didn't say to take the guard off.
I think you're the one who actually took the guard off, because I don't know how to do it.
Nicole took the guard off.
Someone took the guard off for me.
Spider-Man, our new video intern, who, by the way, can we get a replay? By the way, it's his last day, too. He's like, I'm haircut. Schmaircut. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, go check out all the stuff. It's all up on our socials, at the MRL Show on Insta, Twitter, Snap. We're on everything, and you can see the before and after of our good boy Tom, who is a great, by the way, great video producer. So he did a great job, and but we're having the people from Aveda fix this up for him.
Of course, yeah. We joke about how bad it is, but it's going to look pretty when they get done.
Let's hope. Okay, Loren, what you got? Breaking news for us?
I do. Breaking news coming up in the Dirty. I've got a royal baby update for you. 3 minutes.
You gotta get up. The Dirty on the 30 with Loren. One.
Okay, so breaking news. We have a new royal baby.
Woo! Where's Queen Mummy?
Queen Mummy.
She's sleeping.
Queen Mummy. Excuse me, Queen Mummy.
Yes, hello.
You have a new grand... Is it a great-grandchild? It's a great-grandchild.
He's here! Oh!
He is here.
Oh, good day.
Kate Middleton gave birth to a healthy baby boy, 8 pounds, 7 ounces. A little bit bigger than Cash was.
That was a pretty quick labor. When I fell asleep last night, she had fallen into labor.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose when you know you're going to be royal, you don't hang out in there too long.
Get out so you can get the crown.
That's right.
She was, I think, in labor about 11 hours.
All right.
So, yeah.
When I had Charles, I was in labor for a decade.
Is that right?
That's right.
Oh, wow. Why so long?
Well, we didn't have the proper way of giving birth back in the 1700s, you see.
1700s.
Alert the colonies! Let them know a new baby is born!
Oh, Queen, there's no colonies.
Say what now?
Yeah, America's now, you know, a country.
Yeah.
No,
there's a revolution.
Send a note by boat. Let them know the child is 3 years old, because that's when the boat will arrive. 3 years from now, and it'll be on time.
Yeah. By the way, people are already camped out outside the hospital waiting for the first glimpse of the royal family. And Kate Middleton's hairdresser was seen leaving the hospital early this morning.
Wow.
So there could be a sighting as early
as
today.
Grab my hand, puppets. I'm going to put on a show for the baby when I arrive at the hospital.
Really? The
Queen? I have a puppet show.
The Queen does a lot of different things.
Correct.
Yeah. The puppet
show. You wear a lot of crowns.
Also, make sure you DVR my favorite shows tonight.
What's that?
It's on my DVR.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Royals.
Oh, no, I hate that show.
Oh, okay.
Mocking me.
All right, congratulations
yes.
to her.
Congratulations to Kate Middleton. Her sister, by the way, is pregnant as well. She shared a 12-week ultrasound with her family over the week, last week. And Taylor Swift is dealing with another stalker.
Please, one more message.
Yes.
Please cut off Skinamax. No more Skinamax in the royal palace. Clearly it's having an effect.
Okay.
Okay, back to you, Larry.
All right, there's that. Okay, so Taylor Swift is dealing with a stalker, another one.
Oh,
I know
no.
She deals with these all the time, but this guy from Florida made it all the way to New York and broke into her Soho townhouse using a ladder. Now, she, of course, wasn't home at the time, and this person was found sleeping in Taylor's bed and had also used her shower.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think the person showered off to get, like, the glass out of their body and stuff, or were they just like, I gotta go use her shower?
No, I think it was just like, I can use the shower, so why not? Do you remember, speaking of the royal family and break-ins and everything else, do you guys remember I told you a story a while ago that there was a guy who had broken into Buckingham Palace not once but twice, and he was there for hours?
How does that happen?
And nobody knew!
That's like somebody going into the White House. Yeah. Which has only ever happened once.
Right. That dopey husband of mine left the key in the door.
Mm-hmm.
You would think these people would have better security.
That's very true. They do not.
We have soldiers that can't talk.
So they can't alert you.
They can't alert anybody. What a stupid security system we have out front.
Yes, I can see the flaw in that.
Yes.
I can.
The man walked right through, but since they couldn't say stop, he had pure access to the fucking hand balance. I asked what happened, and they didn't say a damn word.
Excuse me, soldier. Soldier.
Mom is the word, is it?
Yeah. All right, that's your dirty for now. If you want to see what Loren likes, you can go to the website, kiss95.com.
Throw something at the man. Do something. For God's sake, stop him.
Hey, we got to get an update on producer intern Tom, our video producer, he is in the middle of getting his hair fixed by the experts at Aveda. So it's happening in our office right now. We're going to have the Aveda representative come in and tell us what she thought of our haircuts and if we could fix him up or not.
Which, by the way, how come it's in our office and not our producer's office?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there's much more room in there.
There's going to be hair everywhere.
There's more room in there.
Okay, so we'll get an update on the blind folded haircut coming up in just about 7 minutes.
Hey. 0.13% of every purchase.
We need Zero-Res carpet cleaners in here to get this hair off the floor from the haircut this morning that we gave intern Tom. But Zero-Res, man, I got to tell you, I'm so irritated.
Why?
And it's not at Zero-Res. It's at myself. Because I did some planting over the weekend, and I walked in with my flip-flop on after I watered the plants and took a step on the first step in the landing. And, of course, now there's red clay on the carpet.
I saw your Barney Rubble feet. And your footstep. You should call Zero-Res today. And they were just there. But
that's why I'm so mad.
Yeah, but luckily they have that gotta love it guarantee. Maybe you can get them to come and re-clean
for
that.
Hey, look what you missed.
I don't know.
No, Loren. The gotta love it guarantee is if they see the stain, they clean the stain, and you're not happy with it.
Yeah.
They didn't see the stain because, of course, it happened afterwards. But they got a great deal, too, over there at Zero-Res Carpet Care.
They do. 3 rooms for just $119, and they use empowered water. So it's safe for your kids and pets. Give them a call.
And we'll give that number in a second, but one more thing I want to throw in there before I forget. Art, one of the techs that comes to our house.
He's my fave.
He's great. They're all great, but Art specifically said, you know, you got to be careful. A lot of these carpet cleaning companies pop up. Like, people are looking to make a quick buck.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll only do their business for a month, and they move on to something else.
Yeah.
Be on a high alert for people like that.
Call Zero-Res. We trust them. 704-509-4488 or online at ZeroResCharlotte.com.
Calling all April birthdays.
Visit Orkin.com today. Orkin, pest control down to a science.
Hey, head over to Kiss951.com right now, and you could win a pair of tickets to the Creative Loafing Moo and Brew Festival. That's happening Saturday, April 28th. That's this Saturday at the Music Factory Moo and Brew Fest. Tickets now at Kiss951.com. Burgers and brews from great restaurants all over the city. We're going to get an update from intern Tom on his haircut, and we're going to speak with the Aveda representative who's up here cutting it to see what she really thinks of our blindfolded haircut. It's coming up in 3 minutes. The Manny Roy.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny Roy and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
So about 30 minutes ago, intern Tom has a good goodbye gift from us. He has been a great intern with us. We did blindfold barbershop where we were blindfolded and we started cutting his hair. Now, we, of course, wouldn't be that cruel. We sent in a professional to come fix it. And we do have someone in the studio with us. Hi. Well, and so what's your name again?
Brianna.
And you're from Aveda Institute.
Uh-huh.
And you're
which
here,
is down below, by the
just
way.
Just down below us.
I'm like a floor below you guys.
Yes.
We could stomp and you could hear us.
Uh-huh.
So you came in to fix his hair. Tell us your first impression when you first saw his mullet that we gave him.
Oh, it was, you guys did him really dirty, to be honest.
To be fair, we were blindfolded.
Yeah, Brianna, we were blindfolded,
Oh, well then, okay, so then it's more even. But if you look down, he has a...
Yeah, Roy did that. Roy took the guard off of the buzzers.
Oh, yeah, okay, then that's definitely where you went wrong.
Yeah, and there's like a quarter-size notch in his head.
Well, because I asked him, I was like, do you want me to take the guard off and we can just buzz? And he was like, I don't want to go this short.
Okay.
So now I feel even more bad because there's absolutely no way I can fix that.
What hell is it?
Besides, completely making a
ball. Ixnay on the fixie.
He's in the studio.
Yeah. You know, he's right there, right?
Yeah. Build him up.
Tom's like, I can hear you.
Say things like,
well, I can't fix the bald spot. I can fix everything else.
But we want to hear words like blend in and not look so bad and like grow
come
back.
Come over.
It'll grow back in
a buzzwords in the business.
Yeah.
Tom, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you had specific requests about certain parameters with your hair. And then when somebody removed the buzz cut and I said I wanted to do a line down the middle, I didn't hear... Brianna just freaked out over that.
It's somebody now?
I just didn't... You know, there wasn't a lot of rejection until I immediately put in the dent in your head. And then that's when I realized, oh, no... people are upset that I'm doing this. I should stop.
Do you know what we call that, Roy?
What's that?
Selective hearing.
That's
a
not
lot
true.
Of men that's suffer from that, but it's okay. What? You're not alone.
You are egging me on to do this. I'm
no.
taking you down
no,
with me.
I did
yes,
not take...
you would.
Nope.
Let's have a proper memorial for Roy's producer Tom's hair.
I did not take the guard off of those clippers.
I'm playing the funeral march music.
Oh. Well, listen, it looks good right now. I can't even... Let me see you. I can't even see...
He's not even finished. Yeah. Well, if you put your head down, you can
Brianna,
see
Brianna, how much more are you going to do? Are you get back on that microphone there. Brianna from Aveda, are you almost done?
He had a lot of hair.
He had a lot.
He sure did.
I just have to finish shaping up the back and the sides.
Do you want him to go down? Would it be better for him to go downstairs with you, or are you okay here?
We're not even open yet.
Okay, so this is good.
Doesn't start till now.
I got a key.
By the way, our office is... Now red.
Don't even get me started on why he's in our office and not
There's
your office.
Hair
Don't
on
get
your
me started.
Mic down. Right now.
There's hair everywhere. It looks like we opened up a hair pinata.
It does look good, bud. I can't even tell that there's a bald spot.
Little side story about our friend Brianna. Nicole and I were coming back from lunch one day.
Yeah.
And we're walking home, and Brianna is at the top of our parking deck. Is like four stories. Yeah. We're down below, and at the top, all of a sudden you hear like, "Oh my God, is that Nicole?" She's been here for like a year. She gets recognized. I don't. And all of a sudden you hear Nicole goes, "Hey," she's like, "Hey, I'm a huge fan. I want to come down." You're with someone else, right? Like you were with a couple other students.
It was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago. Anyway, Nicole.
I was just wanting to see her.
Listen to this.
Hey.
The whole walk home, Nicole was talking about how exhausted she was and how she couldn't wait to get home. But once she found out that other people knew who she was, they wanted pictures.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, come on down.
That wasn't even it. I just hadn't seen her in a few weeks. And it was like, all right, let's go say hi.
Oh, I forgot. You already knew her.
Yes,
you'd met her in another place. Yeah, but there was other students there that were fans of the show. Anyway, it was just hilarious how it went, 180 after.
I was like, bye. I'll see you later. I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey. I'll wait down here for you. So anyway, you guys, thank you so much. Thanks to Aveda. Thank you to Tom. Seriously, dude, you're a good sport. And go look at our Facebook Live. Tons of ladies are like loving the cut.
Yeah, man. Looks good. Buddy, don't focus on the one bald spot that I created.
And for those of you people that are on radio and you can't see and you won't look at it, the bald spot is probably like, I don't know,
it's
smaller than your
size.
It's quarter size.
It's not big at all.
No.
It's not big.
And you
know,
can't see it from the front.
You can't see
it's
it from the front.
You put your head down.
Then you can see it.
Don't sneeze in the next 3 weeks.
If we keep the front a little longer, I think it'll be just fine.
There you go.
Hey, we match.
Yeah. All right, Brianna, thank you guys. Thank you, everyone. And we're going to tell you how you could win $1,000 if you haven't heard, coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704.
Good morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lorraine. Kiss 95.1.
If you're going to do it.
Oh, man. So we got that.
Where are we in the show?
Well, you know, we're at the part where I want to talk about the Kiss Cash.
Good.
$1,000 is up for grabs. Listen, at 11 a.m., our midday bay, Cameron has your next chance to win $1,000 with the KISS cash code.
Breaking news this morning from the Royal Front, Lorraine, for those people that might just be joining us and don't have Instagram, Twitter, Snap, or a TV.
Yep, we have a new royal baby. It is a boy, and I believe I closed it now, but he was 8 pounds, I want to say 11 ounces.
Okay. And by the way, not that I feel like we're the last on the list from all that stuff. You know, you might be busy. Maybe you didn't check your Insta today. Maybe, you know, because I think a lot of people, the first thing they do when they wake up is go right to their phones.
I do, too. I think everybody immediately
knows.
So, for
sure. Whereas radio used to be the breaking news story, now it's the discussion news story.
Right.
It's true.
That's what we give you.
Which is also why you can watch our show. If you didn't know, like starting around, we try to do it around 6 a.m., but starting around 6, you can watch our show on Facebook. There's cameras set up. So, like, even when you first wake up, when you're still trying to get out of bed, you can watch us.
If you missed it this morning, intern Tom, about less than an hour ago, got a blindfolded haircut from the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine show. It's a tradition that we carry on here. Anthony with an I was the first one to do it. He got a blindfolded haircut. Now, he was in the military. He was a Marine.
So we buzzed.
We did buzz him, and he was happy with that.
Yeah. Now, but he wasn't, intern Tom wasn't too excited about buzzing.
Look, you guys can't see, but we have a camera in here that looks back in our office, which is, you know, a couple of rooms away. Producer Nicole is vacuuming him.
She's vacuuming
the shirt and getting all the hair off.
Oh, man.
Oh, there's red hair everywhere, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
That's what Tom has, bright red hair.
I think it looks good.
But yeah, I want him to come in for a final picture. Absolutely. And it's free.
And as
we
long,
got him a free haircut.
And I gave him a bald spot, y'all. And as long as he doesn't look down, You can't see it.
Oh, that's so funny.
Listen, bud, 2 weeks and a hat. That's all you need. 2 weeks and a hat.
It'll
you
get
know,
better.
And I'll go to CVS across the street. We'll get you a hat.
Yeah.
We'll get you whatever hat they have in stock.
I'm sure we have one in our prize bin from one of the products we're pushing, like a Dunkin' Donuts hat or something like that. He's got a hood. She's vacuuming the hood. Speaking of the Royals, Loren, did you know that Trader Joe's is offering wedding-inspired soda?
I did not.
Whoa.
Whether or not it's intentional, the sparkling beverage, it's Trader Joe's has seasonal soda, and the seasonal soda this year is lemon elderflower, which happens to be the very same flavor Prince Harry and Meghan Markle chose for their wedding cake flavor.
I've never even heard of that.
And their nuptials in May.
What kind of a flower?
Lemon elderflower.
Lemon
elderflower.
Mm-hmm. Huh, so it's like a lemon soda?
That's right. As the sodas go, this one's pretty healthy, too, made with just carbonated water, lemon juice, cane sugar, elderflower extract, and natural lemon flavor.
Okay.
So you could feel fancy sipping on this.
Royal family-approved flavor.
I'll drink it in a champagne flute.
Yes, it's what Kermit drinks when he's talking tea.
That's not. That's what I think of when I think of tea drinking. Him with that big tea glass. The meme. The
yeah,
Kermit
yeah,
meme.
We know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. We discovered Friday, though. Was it Friday when we were walking out that Manny didn't know what, like, dishing tea was?
Yeah. He hadn't, and he'd never heard it before in his life. And we're like, what? You don't know what dishing tea means?
I'd never heard of it. And I'll have you know, my wife, who's 10 years younger than me, hadn't heard of it either. So it's not like I'm old and out of it. I just hadn't heard of that.
So how is it that people... So
first of all, Vonetta from Power 98 comes over. She goes, I got good tea, but I don't know how to do it. And I said,
she said, what do you do with good tea? No, she said, what do you do with good tea?
And I said, you drink it. Is it sweet tea? Nick, Loren, I'm telling you, I had the conversation with her in the hallway, and I thought she was talking about iced tea.
How is it that only people younger than... even your wife talk about it. That just can't be true.
I've never heard anybody say, I'm dishing the tea.
Mamie's wife is the same age as me.
Right. I'm trying
That's
to follow
what I'm
the facts.
I don't think it's as popular as you guys think.
It is.
It's
it
not.
Is.
Then how come we don't call your dirty the tea?
We should.
Nobody would know what the hell you were talking
about.
That's why we don't do it.
Yes, they do. They do.
I don't have to please. All right, fine. I'll put it up on our Instagram, whether or not you know what dishing the tea means, yes or
no.
No,
we should do a Twitter Twitter poll,
fine.
Too.
Polls are coming, people.
So, producers, get a Twitter poll and an Instagram poll, and let's educate Manny that the world knows what dishing the tea means.
I don't think Nicole can hear you. She's still vacuuming the floor in our studio. I mean, in our office.
I vote for tea time with Lorette.
Nobody knows what that is.
There was a cool podcast called Afternoon Tea, which was like all the celebrity gossip.
Does Wendy Williams do the tea?
Yeah, she does.
It's called the tea?
I don't know if she calls
she
it the tea, but she
constantly.
Says it. Yes, she says it.
And it's a Wendy Williams thing, isn't it?
No, she's just with it. She knows what's what.
Speaking of with it and knowing what's what.
Which is what our show's not.
This is clearly not that show. Who do we need to thank for our award that we got?
Oh, so the Charlotte Magazine. Big thank you to Charlotte Magazine. We won, we tied.
What?
We tied favorite radio show.
With?
Matt and Ramona on The Link.
Oh, I like those guys.
Yeah, that's
I
a really
Matt
good.
Ramona.
That's a good show.
But they're on in the afternoon, so they did maybe us for the morning show and them for the afternoon.
I think it was just overall, like, who's your favorite radio show?
Mm. Yeah. And then so it was us, one with Matt and Ramona. But we should, like, I want us and Matt and Ramona to compete and break the tie.
Ah.
That's what I want to do.
You're so competitive.
I do. Like, maybe we can do.
And maybe we could call them.
Yeah.
We should call them. They're on in the afternoon. We'll have to call them in the afternoon and see what they want to do.
So we can win Charlotte Magazines.
How to break the tie. All right. Well, thank you, Charlotte Magazine. So that means Elevate Magazine, Best Morning Show, and Charlotte Magazine.
Yeah, Charlotte Magazine.
Best Morning Show.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, cool. We are going to get a brand new phone slam. Roy found money. You won't believe where. Coming up in 5 minutes. Baby, lay your back in-